Hello, and welcome to the Real Weight Loss Podcast. My name is Bonnie, and I will be your very direct and realistic, possibly humorous, host. This is the very first podcast of the series, so please bear with me as I learn this process and develop a format for it. I'm calling this the Real Weight Loss Podcast because my goal is to give you information on what really works. We're so inundated with information about weight loss, and a lot of it can be really conflicting. The truth about weight loss is really simple. It's not quite as simple as energy in needs to be less than energy out. In other words, burn more calories than you consume. If it were that simple, we'd all have been thin long ago, right? But weight loss really can be simple with the correct information, and also when you take some time to really think about what you're doing and why you're doing it. I'm also calling this the Real Weight Loss Podcast because I want to deal with some real issues that come up with people when they're in the process of losing weight. There is a huge amount of emotion involved in weight loss, and I don't often find that addressed anywhere. I think that it is exactly this emotional element that prevents the process of weight loss from being as simple as energy in needs to be less than energy out. So my plan for this podcast is to bring us back to basics. I want to break things down and lay it all out in a simple manner. What exactly works, what doesn't work, as well as the emotion that's tied up in it. How we've been made to feel in the past because of our weight, and how we feel now that we're trying to lose the weight. To start off with, I want to go over the basic steps of weight loss. So the topic today will be the very first step that a person has to take if they're going to start losing weight. Before we get into that, I want to mention that this podcast has a companion blog at realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. I know that's a bit of a long name, realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. If you have any questions for me, I would love, love, love it if you went to the blog and posted a question. You can leave a comment on the post that corresponds to the podcast episode, or you can email your question indirectly. And then, if at all possible, I'll answer your question in the next episode. So, let's get started with our first topic. So, step one is make the decision. In this first episode, I'm going to talk about the very beginning of weight loss, when a person makes the decision that they're going to lose weight. I'm going to talk about that turning point where you go from wanting to lose weight to deciding that you are going to lose weight. And I'll tell you about my own turning point. And then we'll also consider some reasons for losing weight and hopefully get you going in the direction of really figuring out your own reasons. Now, I know that you might hear that and think, okay, well, obviously I know why I want to lose weight. But I think that there are a lot of people who take the cues from the outside world and they think that these reasons that everybody else has are their own reasons for wanting to lose weight. And they're not really listening to their own thoughts and mind about their specific reasons to lose weight. And we'll talk about that more in a second. So, the very first step in the journey of weight loss is to make the decision that you're going to lose weight. And this is very different from wanting to lose weight. We all know that being overweight is not where we want to be. We know that it's unhealthy. We know that it can lead to heart disease or diabetes. We know that we should lose weight if we want to be around to play with our grandkids. We know that we'd have an easier time fitting into chairs or getting up out of the car or walking up the stairs if we lost weight. We know that our joints wouldn't hurt as much or at all. We know that we'd be able to breathe easier with whatever we're doing or whatever physical ailment it is that you might have personally. We know that people wouldn't judge us as harshly by our outer appearance if we lost weight. We know that we could fit into the clothes we like if we lost weight. So we know that we want to lose weight. We know that the world is always telling us that we should lose weight. We know that it could have a tremendous effect on our entire life. And of course, there are some people who are overweight and don't want to lose weight because they've convinced themselves that it's not necessary. But if you're one of those people, you're probably not listening to this anyway. Okay, so you already know that you want to lose weight. The difference between wanting to lose weight and making the decision to actually do it is exactly what it sounds like. When you make that decision to do it, you've crossed a line. It's no longer some abstract want floating around in your head. It's now something that you're going to make happen, and that requires some action. Sitting around wanting something requires no action at all, but doing something about it, that requires doing something about it. But even that is getting ahead of ourselves. This step one doesn't even include doing something about it. That will be part of step two. All step one involves is this jump from wanting to deciding to do. So where is this point where you jump over that line and cross from wanting to deciding to do? It's different for everyone, I think, and I'll tell you what happened with me. At the end of 2001, a few days before New Year's, I was at the mall shopping for jeans. I was in Lane Bryant, and I felt embarrassed to even be in there. It was embarrassing to walk into the store, and it was embarrassing to be walking around in there. I saw other overweight women shopping there, and overweight women working there, and I thought, look where I am. I'm with the fat people because that's where I belong. I imagine walking through the mall with a Lane Bryant bag and how embarrassed I would feel about it. And so I looked for jeans and I tried on a size 18, which was the size I was wearing at the time. They didn't fit. Size 18 no longer fit me, and I was going to have to try on a size 20. I could not stand the idea of wearing a size 20. It's not even in the teens. The separation between 18 and 20 seems so huge, like if I wore a size 20, that was it, you know, it was all over. So at that moment, I decided that something had to be done. I left the mall without buying any jeans, and I went home, and I was determined to do something, whatever it took, to lose weight. It was my New Year's resolution for 2002, and I even started a few days early. I think at this stage, it's important for you to figure out exactly why you want to lose weight, and for you to keep that idea clear in your mind throughout the entire process. That will keep you focused, and I'll go over that more in upcoming podcasts. For now, when you first make this decision to do something, it's important to know why, so that you have something real and tangible to focus on, even just to get you through the next few minutes. The reason is that your brain will probably fight you on this new idea of having decided to lose weight. It'll say, but wait, how are we supposed to do that? Is it going to cost a lot of money? We don't have the time for this kind of thing. Maybe we should just forget about it. That's your brain reacting to the idea that things might change, and that's a completely natural reaction. Your mind and your body are very used to you being the way you are, and you doing the things the way you've always done them. The important thing to remember is that doing things the way you've always done them has resulted in you carrying around more weight than you should. So, you want to have this reason clear in your mind for when these moments come up where your brain is freaking out on you. So, we all know about the standard reasons for wanting to lose weight. The health, the physical issues, the pressure from society, because your doctor says so. But, what is it specifically for you? One of the biggest things for me has been the issue of clothes. I know that sounds really superficial, but but it's about a lot more than the clothes. Your clothes are one of the main ways that you can present yourself to the world. Your clothes show your personal style and reflect your personality. So if I'm stuck wearing baggy clothes and dark colors, I don't get to come anywhere near how I'd like to be able to present myself. And if I'm restricted to wearing what looks less bad instead of what looks good, because nothing looks good, I don't get to look like the person that I am on the inside. This is something that's really important to me. I have my apartment decorated in a manner that reflects my taste and personality, and I have a car that matches my lifestyle. I have a job where I can use my skills. But it's like, so hey, I'm not allowed to dress in the way that I like to just because my body doesn't fit the shape of the clothes that are available. Another big issue for me is the issue of people judging me by my appearance. And even good people have a tendency to judge a person by how they look. You probably do it yourself all the time. And I know I do it too, even when I'm so aware of it. Like those kids with the mohawks are troublemakers, and that guy in the suit is a businessman. And then over there, that fat guy, well, he must lack the willpower to stop eating, and he must be so lazy. And, you know, of course, that might not be the case at all with any of them. Those kids with the mohawks might have just gotten done volunteering to help clean up an old school. And that guy in the suit might not be a businessman at all. Maybe he's borrowed that suit because he has to go to a funeral or something. You don't know. And so then, you know, maybe that fat guy has a medical issue that doesn't allow him to lose weight. I could talk about this issue for an entire podcast, and maybe I will later on. But the point here is that I want you to figure out exactly what it is about being overweight that you're not happy with. Why do you want to change? Is it your clothes? Do you have high blood pressure and you'd like to take less medication? Do you want to go swimming without feeling self-conscious? Whatever it is for you, really hone in on it. This is what I want to change, and this is why. That will help keep you firmly on the other side of that line so that you don't wander back onto the side of wanting to lose weight. You've got to make that line go really far away because, I tell ya, things will try to drag you back over it. This decision to do something about your weight has got to be stronger than those things that come up. Those office lunches, those cookies someone brought in, those chips that your husband brings home, the TV shows on your TiVo that want to keep you on the couch. These things try to drag you back to the side of wanting to lose weight. So make your decision to do something stronger than those things. I want to acknowledge the fact that this can be hard. The only person that's holding you to this decision is you. Even if your doctor has told you to lose weight, your doctor isn't there with you when you go grocery shopping. You're not getting a grade on this, and you're not getting paid to do it. The resolution to keep this decision firm has to all come from inside yourself, and that's a good reason to remember your reasons for it. So, what are your reasons again? Was it the clothes, the creeping diabetes, or that receptionist that's always looking at you funny? If you're not sure what your reasons are, look a little deeper inside yourself. Whenever you get a flash of, man, I need to lose weight, or this situation would be better if I was thinner, stop and notice that. Do this until you've got a good handle on your reasons. I think what a lot of this comes down to is that turnaround moment where you jump over the line. Whatever it is that made you jump is probably one of your big reasons for losing weight. So, if you haven't had that moment, maybe you're not ready yet. Or it could be that you had that moment so long ago that you don't really remember what it was all about. Go back and remember. And that is step one, making the decision. So, what did we talk about? We talked about how the world gives you all these reasons about why being overweight is bad, but that's really not enough. You need to come up with your own personal reasons. The reasons why you want to lose weight, and the reasons why it's going to be a worthwhile thing for you to do this. We also talked about the turning point where you make this decision to jump over the line from wanting to lose weight to deciding to do something about it. And I told you about my personal turning point where I could not stand the thought of wearing size 20 jeans. And then we also talked a bit more about why you want to lose weight. That we know we should, we know we have to for all these reasons, but why exactly for you is it important? And again, the reason why it's important for you to figure this out is so that you have something to focus on and something to remember when these things come up, like the cookies that someone brought in, when your brain tries to pull you back over to that other side of just wanting to lose weight instead of doing it. So, this was the very first episode of this new podcast series called Real Weight Loss Podcast. I want to remind you again that there is a blog that goes along with this, which is at realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. And I really want to encourage you to send in any questions that you might have. It's my great hope for this that I can help somebody along with their weight loss journey, since I've been working on it for so long and I've really gathered a lot of information about it myself. So you can go to the blog and send in a question. Right now there's no email address posted on there, but I will be getting that up soon, and you can leave a comment for now. So thank you very much for listening. Our next topic will be step two, which is coming up with a plan. So thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.